This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A group is proposing a citizen ballot initiative to amend the Montana Constitution to curb dark money in politics and elections. The initiative aims to curb political power through the state's ability to grant charters. Montana's battle against dark money in politics stretches back more than a century, when the state was humiliated because of a bribery scandal that saw wealthy Copper King William Andrews Clark elected to the U.S. Senate after he openly bribed state senators to elect him. The scandal reached the U.S. Senate in Washington, D.C. ahead of Clark, and the Senate refused to seat him. But Clark then was appointed to the vacancy anyway. This week, Montana added to that history by beginning the constitutional initiative process aimed at challenging dark money, corporate spending, and trying to counter the Citizens United ruling. Citizens United, decided by the U.S. Supreme Court, said that the power to spend money in elections is tantamount to free speech, and so most attempts to thwart or limit spending have run afoul of the U.S. Constitution and the nation's highest court. But the wording of the new citizen ballot initiative seeks to limit the amount of money that corporations can spend, not through traditional campaign laws or limitations, but rather by limiting their corporate charters. The new and untested method would leverage the state's inherent power to regulate corporations through the charter process. The language of the proposed state constitutional amendment would prohibit corporations from making political contributions, except in very specific circumstances. Meanwhile, individuals would be free to spend on candidates and causes. The idea, said Jeff Mangan, a former Montana commissioner of political practices, is conservative in nature. The state has the power to put limits on the corporations it charters to do business in the state. This one would simply not allow them the power to participate in elections directly, while still leaving a path for political action committees. The key, Mangan said, is about transparency. He said the current system allows private corporations to be established and collect money, but to keep donors and the amounts hidden from public view. Those corporations can give to candidates and causes under the corporation name, although the people supporting that corporation and the amount of money donated are unknown, leading to the term dark money. The change in Montana law would simply not grant the corporations the power to give to candidates or causes, but would allow individuals to give, but those donations would be tracked. The proposed legislation is the first of its kind and takes a different approach to the problem of campaign finance in spending, which has reached monumental proportions. Last year's U.S. Senate race in Montana, with Republican Tim Sheehy versus incumbent Democrat John Tester, had more than $275 million spent in a state of roughly 1.2 million people. The proposed constitutional amendment would carve out exceptions for organizations like political parties and even media organizations whose coverage could possibly run afoul of the amendment's language. Mangan said, "This is not limiting anyone's speech. They have the right to do whatever they want with their money. They just have to put their name to it," Mangan said. "But it has to come from individuals. And I think the individuals, the rank-and-file folks, they're tired of the money in politics and they're just waiting for someone to do something about it." Mangan said he expects opposition from corporations who like putting money into campaigns to protect their business interests. However, people who work for companies or corporations may not like or support their employers' political decisions. This initiative, Mangan said, would stop that. The initiative has several major hurdles to clear before it would even get in front of voters. The language must first be approved and checked with the Attorney General's office. Then, initiative supporters must collect signatures throughout the state, a daunting task because of the requirements of certain numbers of signatures from many different legislative districts. The initiative will take about 63,000 signatures to qualify for the ballot, so Mangan said they'll likely need to aim for double that amount just to ensure that signatures can all be verified. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.